Niyamas are positive. It is not don't do's. Do's and don'ts. And today it is the do's. So shauch, do it. Purify your body, purify your mind. Shauch has two aspects, external and internal. And I will detail upon it. Next, niyama is santosh, contentment. The third niyama, tapa, austerity, which has three aspects, physical austerity, vocal austerity, and mental austerity. The fourth niyama is swadhyaya. Swadhyaya, literally meaning study of scriptures, study that is done again and again. It includes also repetition of mantra. So japa swadhyaya, japa, repetition of mantra, study of scriptures, together called swadhyaya. And last niyama is Ishwar pranidhana, surrendering to God. Of these five, the last three, tapa swadhyaya, Ishwar pranidhanani, together they are called Kriya Yoga. Kriya Yoga, yoga that purifies the mind and heart.